Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Wow. All right. Welcome to Unity Church of Light. I see we have some guests this morning. We're so glad. And if you're from Unity Christ Church, you're family. So welcome, family. We're just glad you chose us to worship with us here today. Ah, let's all take a deep breath, because I need one. You know, happy Easter. I think this is the first time in a while that we've had an Easter with sunshine and warmth. Wow. What a blessed day. So let's settle in. Let's take a moment and just close your eyes if you wish. We're in this place and time, and we surrender to the spirit that is within. We're so grateful, God, that we know that in us is that eternal light. And that light we share not only with the world, but we share with one another. So as we come together this morning, as we pray, as we enjoy the beauty of the day, we give you thanks for all things. We thank you for this service, for this coming together and gathering together to celebrate that which has risen in us. We thank you for the technology this morning, that all is in divine working order. We thank you for the words that will be spoken here and the music that we will enjoy this morning. We know that all things, not some things, all things are working together for our good. So for all things this morning, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and we claim it right here, right now. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, so Christ is risen.
Yeah.
All right, so that means you all can rise and stand and sing as you are able. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for the springing, fresh from the world. Sweet the rains new fall on them from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness, praise for the garden, praise in completeness, where is the end? Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden's a plain. Praise with elation, praise every morning. Mm-hmm. has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise the singing, praise for the morning, praise for the singing. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel God's mighty power and God's grace. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel God's mighty power and God's grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I know you all want to turn around and greet your neighbor, don't you? We'll do that this morning. Go ahead while we continue. Ready? Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel God's mighty power and God's grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Thank you. You may be seated as we continue. In the bowl there is a flower. In the seed an apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise, butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, there's a spring that waits to be unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. There's a song in every silence, seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope to you and me. From the past will come the future, what it holds a mystery. Unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. In our end is our beginning, in our time infinity. In our doubt there is believing, in our life eternity. In our death a resurrection, at the last a victory. Unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. From the past will come the future, what it holds a mystery unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. And I have a song I'm going to help you learn the chorus to, and then we can sing along and continue our singing this morning. Chorus goes like this. Make us one, we are one, as you and the Spirit are one, we are one, we are one. Let the whole world know we are one. Try it. We are one, we are one, as you and the Spirit are one. We are one, we are one, let the in agony you prayed. Moments before you went away, you prayed to the Father God within that we would be as one. Coming before you now in hand, united in purpose, here we stand. One kind with one heart, one mind, that the world would know that you have made us one. We are one, we are one, as you and the Spirit are one. We are one, we are one. Let the whole world know we are one. It was in agony you prayed. Moments before you went away, you prayed to the Holy God within that we would be as one. Coming before you hand in hand, united in peace, and here we stand. One kind with one heart, one mind, that the world will know that you have made us one. We are one, we are one, that you and the Spirit are one. We are one, we are one, let the whole world know we are one. Let the whole world know we are one.
Good morning. Happy Easter to everyone. we're on the wrong page here, so. Today's word, daily word, is Easter. I am resurrected through the power of the Christ. On this glorious Easter day, I am resurrected and brimming with new life. The stones of defeat and limitation have rolled away. I am free and unlimited. Throughout my Lenten journey, I heeded the call from the soul to recognize the stones in my consciousness and awaken to the infinite potential that is within me. I can now rejoice in the shimmering light of awareness with an open, joyful heart. My faith is strong, and I am ablaze with radiance of spirit. I welcome eternal indwelling life into my mind and in my heart. Hope never dies. Jesus transcended death and demonstrated life eternal. With a grateful heart, I rise up and claim new life. I am resurrected through the indwelling Christ. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new beginning. I have risen. And from John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
So I'm here with the vision and mission statements. If we can say them together. First, our vision together. Yes. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission, Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And our unity affirmation that is spoken in unity centers in churches all over the world. If you want to take a deep breath in with me. Together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And our youth blessing. So think of the youth in your life, maybe children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and also the child of God within you. Let's rub our hands together and get the energy flowing. Together, children of God, we love you. We bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. And your announcements are in your bulletin. There's many announcements. Happy Easter to everyone. And Vernetta will have more announcements when she comes up.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
I'm going to sing a solo, but I think you might want to sing along with me, see if you know this song. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the brightest of the day in the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Wow. Thank you, Alan. I could not have planned, if I had planned it, you know, we don't talk about what songs we're going to hear on Sunday mornings, because I like to give the artists creative expression. So God just works everything out in perfect working order. That was wonderful, wonderful. Well, good morning, and I want to say welcome again. Welcome, Unity Christ Church. Wow, we're blessed to have you in the building this morning. And I see a few faces that I hadn't seen in a little bit, and I saw a couple new faces. I just want to say, you are welcome here at Unity Church of Light anytime. And we're also online, so if you miss us and don't want to come way over across the river and under the bridge and all that to get here, then do go to unitychurchoflight.org, and you can click on the link that's right on the home page, and you'll be able to listen to us. Well, for anyone who does not know, my name is Vernetta Holmes, and I have the honor of being spiritual leader here. These beautiful people have chosen me to come before them. And Spirit, I surrender and let go, and let Spirit work through me. So, as I reel myself in, today. Happy Easter. And it's a beautiful one. Today is a celebration of life. A life that lives in us as what? The light of the world, right? It illumines all things. And the message this morning is simple. The Christ is risen in our mind and heart. You know, if I were to say the Christ is just risen in our mind, we're in our intellect, right? And we don't want to be in our intellect as we go through this experience called life. We want to move down into our heart region. Why? Because there's compassion there. There's empathy there. I love the teachings of Jesus because Jesus taught us how to move through this experience called human existence. So, I want you to join me this morning. You should have a bulletin. If you don't have a bulletin, raise your hand and I'll have someone get you one. Could we get a couple bulletins? They're all gone? Oh. Well, we'll rectify that. All right. All right. Wow, we have people here this morning. I told our office manager, I said, okay, let's pick a number that we want to make sure that we meet, because when we speak the word, it comes right back to us like a magnet. And we didn't reach high enough. All right, so I want us to go through this Easter response because it will bring us into the tone of this service this morning. So, I am the resurrection and the life. Response together. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The cross of Jesus is an emblem of triumph. It stands as the symbol of the supreme overcoming. Together, the Christ in me crosses out all error and reveals the truth of eternal life. I deny the self that I may unite with the selfless. I give up the mortal that I may attain the immortal. I dissolve the thought of the physical body that I may realize spiritual body. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Together, I now remove the stone of doubt from the tomb and allow the Christ within me to come forth. Christ in me is my glory. Of his presence wipes out all darkness, and I am filled with light, life, and peace. We shall pass over the dark hour of the cross briefly as the shadow of a hand across the light of the sun. For his message is, together, I am the resurrection and the life. I rise triumphant, splendid, glorious, and free.
Amen.
Amen to that. Yes. You know, we resurrect into our full, authentic, powerful, God-centered being when we surrender completely and trust the Christ within. We all desire the fullness of life, right? Anybody not? Okay, good. We're on the same page. We all desire the fullness of life. We must lift our thoughts to that high frequency of spirit. And you know what? When we do, we know the ultimate expression of love. God is love, and love is God. You know, it said, seek and ye shall find. That's not to beg, but that's simply to be and know that the Spirit of God is moving in and throughout you at every moment, and it lifts you up into that higher frequency. You know, here we have a reef this morning, and the reef is bare. Some would say it's ugly, but that's the people of the world would think that would be ugly. But I would say it's undeveloped potential. It has the potential to turn into a thing of beauty. I think most of us in unity would say it's beautiful now. Because we look through what? We look through the appearance. And we see a bark. It's wonderful. What seems dark and unbearable often turns out to be a thing of beauty. The Easter story is a prime example. It's a celebration not of a crucifixion in the way that the world teaches us about crucifixion. It's a celebration of life. It's a celebration of resurrection. It's a celebration of overcoming. You know, we believe in celebrating these things, not only Easter morning. I remember as a child, Easter for me was getting up, dressing up in my nice shiny new shoes and little bonnet. And I got to carry a purse. But we know it's more than clothing, isn't it? It's more than these bodies. It's a lifting up of consciousness to that frequency where when I look at you, I see what? The face of God, right? We see each other as the light. I was doing some reading, and in the reading it said, how we find God or spirit or the divinity within, that doesn't matter. What matters is our journey from darkness to the eternal light. Charles Fillmore says that in the Revealing Word, he says, darkness represents undeveloped capacity. It is caused by lack of love. That's thought-provoking, isn't it? We need more love in the world, don't we? To dissipate the darkness that appears to be trying to settle over us. But we're spiritual beings. We're not going to let that affect us. We're going to stand and let our lights shine. Because that's what we were meant to be. We were meant to be the light. So today we remind ourselves what? That we can rise from the dark. Because spirit lives. And not only does spirit live, we live and move and have our being in the essence of all that that is. And the good news is, you are the light of the world. Each and every one of you sitting in this room, anyone you meet out there, They are the light of the world. If their light has diminished a bit, guess what? You can ignite yours. It's contagious. It's, you know, we know how things can spread. You can spread your light and touch someone. Not physically necessarily, but touch someone with your heart, with your thought, with your love of God. Let it shine through. And guess what? One light at a time, we move the world from darkness into a knowing of what they are. We're all spiritual beings, whether we know it or not, whether we act from that point or not. We are spiritual beings, first and foremost. And we're here to enjoy the fullness of life. We're here to enjoy being on this earth plane. We're here to learn how to move from one experience to the other and let go of that which would diminish our light. That's why we have one another. Because we can keep one another pumped up, can't we? I know I have some friends, and sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes I get a little down. I have a little pity party. And my friends say, I thought you said that you were the light. I thought you said that you were peace. I thought you said nothing can disturb your day. And it's good to have people that will remind you who you are. Yes. I can't hardly get away with it around here, can I? I wouldn't even try. The minute I walk in the door, I feel something different in me. And guess what? I take that same feeling when I leave out the door. And I let my light shine. So, Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The journey from dark to light is to raise up the whole person, spirit, soul, and body into Christ consciousness, which is life, which is wholeness. Jesus showed us that the tomb could not hold him. And you can roll away those stones in your life. The tomb and the darkness cannot hold you. For in you is greatness. In you is light. In you is the love of the world. I just want to give you this. We're going to move into meditation, and then we're going to move into making an ordinary reef into a thing of beauty. But Eric Butterworth tells us that Jesus was born into race thought so that he might construct it in conformity with divine law. Thus he became our way-shower, our savior, our helper. He became the pattern from which we can look and begin to progress as we spiral upward in this life. He also wrote, if you listen to the eternal song of Easter, you'll believe that the stone of limitation, whatever it may be, whatever you're going through, wherever it is, would be rolled away from your tomb of human consciousness. You can overcome all things. Do you believe that?
Yes.
You can overcome all things. If you don't believe it, come back. Come to some classes. Or go to some classes online. You can overcome all things. Christ in you is your hope of glory. Not mine or the one sitting next to you. Your hope of glory. So let's take a moment. Let's take a moment and settle in. And take a deep breath. And I have an affirmation I'm going to give you to just ponder on for a moment as we listen to Alan. And the affirmation is, in unity with Christ, I realize that I am resurrected into life, light, and the power of Spirit within.
I'm quiet, I'm calm, I'm at ease. I'm quiet, I'm calm, I'm at ease. Right here and right now, I'm at peace with myself. I'm quiet, calm, I'm at ease.
Oh, the beauty of the season. It's a great time to be alive. To feel that power within you stirring and moving. We experience this all the time. Every day can be a resurrection. Each time you turn your thoughts from lack, from doubt, and rise into that which holds you. We partake of a beautiful thing each time we think about that Christ within. Each time we behold one another through the eyes of the Christ. Each time we look through the appearances and see down into the heart of the soul. We receive such a reward. Such a blessing. And it's all in knowing. We know that there is one presence and one power. We know that we are all connected in this universe by that presence. We know that there is no separation from the love of God. And we know that the Christ light leads the way So as we make this journey inward this morning, as we travel deep within the recesses of our souls, we reach out and we touch the hem of the garment. And we know in an instant, I am whole. In oneness with Christ, I realize that I am resurrected into the light and the power of God. So take a moment right here, right now. Feel the activity of the Holy Spirit moving in and throughout, lifting you up out of and there is peace. Right here, right now, in the quiet. Dear God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the experience of the Easter story, for the awareness it builds in our hearts that we too are unlimited and unbound. And so as we move through this experience that you have, that we experience through you, we do so giving you praise and thanks within our hearts. And for all things, we just say, amen and amen. It is so, and so it is.